Hallelujah.
Amen. 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 Our theme for this year is Isaiah 43, and that's part of the reading of the word today. So please stand as we read the word of God together. Our theme for this year is embracing a new thing. Turn to your neighbor and say, embracing a new thing. Turn to your other neighbor and say, embracing a new thing. Amen, amen. And that is coming from Isaiah, the 43rd chapter, verses 18 and 19. And it reads as follows from the NIV. Forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it will spring up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland. The message in a contemporary language reads the verses from 16 to 21 this way. You may remain standing. This is what God says. The God who builds a road right through the ocean, who carves a path through pounding waves, the God who summons horses and chariots and armies. They lie down and they can't get up. They're snuffed out like so many candles. Forget about what's happened. Don't keep going over old history. Be alert, be present. I'm about to do something brand new. It's bursting out. Don't you see it? There it is. I'm making a road through the desert. Rivers in the badlands. Wild animals will say thank you. The coyotes and buzzards, because I provided water in the desert. Rivers through the sun-baked earth. Drinking water from the people I choose. The people I made especially for myself. A people custom made to praise me. You may be seated. Embracing a new thing. Get that in your mind again. Everybody say it together. Embracing a new thing. Amen. There are those who believe that the only way to be happy is to remember in your memory all of the positive things that has ever happened in your life. I don't know about you, but I had a great childhood, and to some extent, I measure everything. Anybody in here like me? I measure everything about the happiness that I had as a child in Saginaw, Michigan. Those were the best times of my life. Why? Because the world's problems were somebody else's problems. Somebody fed me, gave me money, took me to my basketball games. Is it true that the only way to be happy is to remember your past memories? I got a call on Friday. Candace said that somebody's on the phone. I said, well, who is it? She said, well, they told me not to tell you. I said, well, who is it? And she persisted, and I picked up the phone, and the gentleman called me Bubba. And I knew exactly who it was. When I was going through officer candidate school, there was a white friend of mine, Joe Lasecki. And he used to call me Bubba. I had to tell him, don't call me Bubba anymore. But that's another story. But Joe Lasecki was someone who I enjoyed hanging out with. We had each other's back. We're going through Officer Candidate School. And we laughed and laughed and laughed. And he reminded me, when I didn't think I was going to be a pastor, he reminded me, he said, you remember when you used to tell me and another friend of ours, Carberry, that you guys are going out boozing and lusting? I said, I don't remember, but that sounds like something I would have said. He said that I used to tell them all the time that you guys need to stop boozing and lusting.
Now, that was 30 years ago. You see, I haven't changed much. But what am I saying today as we look at this text? Is the only way to be happy is to remember your positive experiences in life? Is that the only way to be happy is to remember when you got good grades, when you did well in sports, when you got your first job? For me, when I passed a bar, is the only way to be happy when I won my first trial? When does memories become a hindrance? When can positive memories of the past block us from accepting what God wants us to have today? I don't know. It's easy to forget painful memories. How many of you know that's right? My daughter woke up yesterday, Victoria, and she said, "Daddy, R. Kelly is a mess." I was like, "What are you talking about?" She said, "We didn't understand why you said you shouldn't listen to all of his music. They're doing a documentary on Lifetime." How many of you have seen watching that? And it's talking about all of his escapades with young women. And she told me, "Why isn't he in jail?" I don't know. But it talked about him, what he was doing to women underage, and how everybody around him was aiding him. I still don't know why he's not in jail. But we know that all of us have painful memories. It is in the words of Barbara Streisand, those are easy to forget. Y'all remember that song, Brother Lon? Memories. I used to love that song. Eh? The painful ones are easy to forget. But the question that I have for you, when does our positive memories hinder us from enjoying what God has for us today? The reason why that is relevant is because the Israelites are in captivity because of their unfaithfulness. They are in a strange land. They are in a place that they didn't choose to be. They are being indoctrinated by the Babylonians, and they are in a place where they don't make their own choices. This is the Lord's people who have been taken captive by the Babylonians. Their homes have been destroyed. Their churches laid in ruins. They are physically removed from the comfort of their land and their territory, and forcibly by the Babylonians. They have been subjugated. They have been demeaned. They are being killed without reason, reduced to this place of servitude. And in this place of servitude, God is speaking to them, and they're remembering and wondering, where is God? Anybody in that place right now? You're in a hard place, and you're asking, where is God? And in this place of captivity, they began to remember the way God worked in their lives when he liberated them from Egypt. They began to remember the past when Pharaoh had to deal with the plagues. They remember the past when God parted the Red Sea. They remember the past is when God gave them water from a rock and manna from heaven. Now, we would think that's a good thing, but what God is trying to teach them and us today is that sometimes we can begin to remember the past and get stuck and not realize what God is trying to do for us today. And so God tells them and us, if you want to embrace this new thing, the first thing you got to do is, in verse 18, is forget the former thing. Why must we sometimes forget the former things? Because we can get stuck on eating ice cream and growing up and somebody doing for you. we can get stuck on when you had good health and you were young. You ain't gonna never be young no more, and some of us ain't gonna never have the same health no more. You can get stuck on when you were, if you've been divorced and now you're not. You can get stuck on the way it used to be. You can get stuck on when I felt there was a less degree of racism in this country. And to me, when I came out, I don't know how many of y'all are in my generation, Bob, but when I came out after the 60s, I was born in 63, it was during the civil rights, but after the civil rights, from 70 to 90, it looked like we had moved forward. I was not conscious as I am today of my blackness. I can get stuck on those 20 years. And God is saying, you are in a new place. You are in a new space. The world has changed. You can't continue to move, look at the past and use it to evaluate your present. Amen. Somebody hear me today? Amen. You know what I realized at 55, Dawn? If I could go back to high school and drink like I used to drink, and party like I used to party, I wouldn't enjoy it the same. I hope y'all hearing me. If I could go back to those days, it wouldn't be the same. Guess what? I've changed. Some of y'all have tried it. Y'all going back to y'all past reunions, think y'all going to be jamming. And, you know, your friends are on the cane. They back hurt. Somebody say, I need to forget some of those former things. God is trying to do a new thing. And so the first thing you need to understand, if you're going to embrace the new thing in 2019, is that you need to understand that what you need to remember about the past as a Christian is not how God brought you through, but you need to remember God's intentions towards you. His intentions towards you has not changed. God loved you when you were a child, and he loves you now. I remember my mom, who I love dearly. I remember times when if I didn't understand her intentions towards me, meaning that she loved me, I would have been disappointed. I remember going off to college and asking her to send me some money. I make my mom seem like a hard person, but drop me off in Texas. You know, but I knew she loved me. When I used to ask her for money, Maya, she said it's in the mail, but it was never. It's never in the mail. She knew I was on room and board. She knew I had a meal plan. She knew I didn't really need anything. And when she did that, I realized I better figure this thing out by myself. But I didn't question her love because I knew her intentions towards me were always good. What am I trying to say? When God deals with us, we want to remember what he used to do for us. And that can hinder us because God ain't doing that in your life today. But if you can... Me and my preacher friend, sometimes we talk about our text. He says, you know, this text is about getting your mind right. Somebody say, God needs to get your mind right. If you're going to accept the new thing in 2018, God wants to get your mind right. And to get your mind right, in order to accept the new thing, the first thing you need to understand is to remember God's intentions towards you is always to bless you. Jeremiah 29:11 says, I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord, not to harm you, but to give you a hope and a future. I can't figure God out. Nobody can. His ways are not our ways. But one thing I know, I can't run as fast as I used to. I don't know why God has allowed that to happen. Don, you know what I'm talking about? Okay. You know, life is much more complicated than I ever thought it would be. But I know I could still trust him. Yes. Because his intentions towards me has not changed. You know how powerful God's intentions are? God intended to create the world. And he said, let there be light. That's God's intention. And so it was. God's intentions were to create the earth and the suns and the moons and the stars. And he said, let it be.
Yes.
And so it is. Somebody said, God's intentions have not changed.
God's intentions have not changed.
If you're going to embrace the new thing, get away from the way God did this or that in yesteryears. You can remember it, but don't be held hostage to it, because God says that I'm not working in your life that way, but my intentions have not changed. My intentions are still to bless you at 55, not 18. My intentions are still to give you strength to do what I need you to do, not at 18, but at 55. My intentions are to provide for you, maybe not with that job, but with another job or some other way. God's intentions is what we need to depend on. Not only if we're going to embrace this new things, do we need to forget about former things and do not dwell on the past. Some of us are miserable because all we can remember are the way things used to be. Wake up, baby Bubba. They ain't going to be that way no more. And that's all right. I don't want to be 15. Well, it doesn't matter what we want. It ain't going to be that way no more. Somebody say God's intentions.
God's intentions.
If we're going to embrace this new thing in 2019, we have to firmly embrace that God's intentions towards us are to bless us, and he loves us. Not only that, if we want to embrace a new thing that God is doing, we need to not only embrace God's intentions for us in order to get our minds right. You know, this mind thing, I just ordered a month ago, Deacon Williams, a meditation app to get my mind right. Y'all quiet? Anybody got one of those? It's called Headspace. And that's why I'm trying to work with y'all Headspace. Embiid, Joel Embiid. Is it Joel Embiid to play for Sixers? He says that he owns the Center for Detroit Drummers because he occupies real estate in his mind. What's occupying real estate in your mind? Former things? Headspace says that we need to sometimes let some thoughts go, because every time we judge our every thought, it increases the noise in our head. And I said, you know what? That's been happening to me. You judge every thought, and every thought has its own thoughts. So now they say, as the thoughts come, I'm helping somebody meditate. Let them come and go. That's quieting the noise in my head. I'm talking about getting your mind right. But that's an extra. If y'all want to give me a little extra for that. The first thing you need to know is that we have to embrace God's intentions. The second thing we need to understand is God's instruments are not the same. In other words, what he used to bless you in the past may not be the way God's going to bless you in 2019. Over the Christmas break, we went over to my mother-in-law's, and one of the cousins went to the cassette tape where we had these big old cassette tapes. And it's been broken for 16 years because of one of those big cassette tapes got stuck in it. And we were amazed that Arthur went and did a couple of things, and after 16 years, the thing popped out. And you know, the tape we found in there was Like Mike, Lil Bow Wow. Movie was made in 2002. And I thought about how things have changed. That the movie, I don't know what Blockbuster did, but they out of business, but it was a Blockbuster movie. Y'all remember that? If I had money, I would have bet Rhoda on Blockbuster being around forever. But they didn't envision that we can watch movies now streaming. You know what? I know y'all gonna say I'm behind the scenes or behind times. I just discovered Netflix. I know. Yeah, I was like, where this been? You know, I'm loving some Netflix now. You can watch it on your phone. But Blockbuster doesn't exist, not because we're not watching movies. I want y'all to get this. But there is a new way to watch movies. Netflix and Hulu and on demand, huh? Brown Sugar. I don't even know that one yet. God is doing a new thing. It's not that God is not blessing you, but he's not blessing you in Blockbuster form today. Y'all hear what I'm saying? Quit looking for Blockbuster. Blessing. Come on, somebody. God's far surpassed Netflix, streaming live. God is saying, I'm doing a new thing. God is trying to speak to somebody today and say, you're too captured by what was. And it's hindering what I'm trying to do in your today. You're stuck like that tape in 2002. And what God did for you 20 years ago. And God is saying, there's a new thing. So the next thing I want you to understand is God's instruments in your life. I looked at how God used an altar to bless Abraham and every generation after. That was his instrument for Abraham. I looked at how God used a staff for Moses to tell Pharaoh to let my people go and to part the Red Sea and to bring water from a rock. That was the instrument for Moses. I looked at how God used a pit for Joseph. Come on, somebody. To bless Joseph and the nations after him. I looked at how God used a cross. God is saying, look, I'm doing a new thing. Tell somebody God doing a new thing. So we, in embracing this new thing that God is trying to do today in your life, just remember God's intentions for you is to bless you. Just remember God's instruments for you is not going to stay the same. And then lastly, as we embrace this new thing, we must embrace God's inconspicuous work in our lives. God's inconspicuous work in our lives. Everything God is doing for you right now is not visible. God is inconspicuously working it out. While you're waiting, God is working. While you think you're stuck, God is working. While you don't hear him, God is working. While you're hurting in your body, God is working. While you feel lonely and depressed, God is working. While you may not have all the resources you need, God is working. God says in verse 19b, now, somebody say now. It springs up. Do you not perceive it? That's the inconspicuous part. Do you not perceive it? God is saying, I'm working in your life. But when God is working, we can't always see God's hand. He's letting us know sometime I'm at work and you can't perceive that while you're saying you're lonely, somebody's hugging you at the moment. While you're saying you're lonely, somebody's praying for you. While you're saying that I need this or that, God is providing this or that. You just don't see it. God's inconspicuous hand frustrates us. But if you embrace God's intentions, you know that you are never alone. My brothers and sisters, God is trying to let somebody know that you need to start getting your mind right. And getting your mind right involves embracing God's good intentions for your life, that God loves you and he will never leave you or forsake you. But his ways are not our ways. God is saying, I'm doing a new thing. Tell your neighbor again, God's doing a new thing. He's not doing the blockbuster thing anymore. God is trying to wake you up and make you understand that just like he blessed you in the past, it's going to happen again. He's going to restore your health again. He's going to get your finances right again. He's going to bring people in your life again. He's going to heal your body again. But he's not going to do it like he did it in the past. And you've got to embrace this new thing. And then lastly, we must have faith in the inconspicuous work of God. You can't always see him, but he's always at work. And we got to embrace what God is doing today. Come on, let's give God some praise. Hallelujah. As we stand to our feet, come on, Moriah.